Okay, what do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Usually we call it in the South galluses. I think it's suspenders.
Yeah, this has galluses. What is the last thing you put on a bed?
Last thing you put on the bed?
Fancy top cover.
Cover it. Counterpane.
That's right. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket. Quilt.
It's a cover that has some kind of batting in it.
Comfort.
Alright. What do you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that Sheldon works
in? Garret.
Okay. A flat lowland along a stream. Overflowed in spring and cloud later.
Cut this off, she's coming back.
Now?
What?
It's a flat, low-lying land.
Bottoms?
What's that?
Bottoms?
Yeah. Called bottom land?
Mm-hmm. Mine's second bottom. My farm is second bottom. Meaning that it's not right on the river. But
what do you call a low-lying grassland? Suppose this is some land that has water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call it?
Pond?
Okay. The Okefenokee. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Loam.
Okay, that's good. That's good enough.
That's one. Sandy loam. Sandy would be one, and loam.
You got three there. What would you call the thing that you dug? Are there other names for what would you call the thing that you dug? In other words, like if you dug something so water could be let out. Let's go.
Ditch?
Yeah, okay. Deep narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods, barren field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. So now it's like a deep narrow valley cut by a stream of water.
Lola?
Like maybe a ravine or hollow, gully, gulch, trough.
What? I said trough.
I'm sorry. Okay. If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, you call that place a
gully?
Yeah. What are the names of some of the streams in the neighborhood?
Coosa River, Tappan Creek, Mill Creek, Tallacoosa River. That's all I can think of.
Okay. What is the place where boats stop and the freight is unloaded?
Mm-hmm.
It's wooden, it's made out of, it's like...
What?
Yeah, that's it.